Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Facts and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer English, and I'm sitting in for Max Tucci, the host of Max and Friends. On this very auspicious day, the day that we celebrate the birthday of Zia Mary. Zia Mary Tucci was the aunt of Max Tucci and is somebody that we're very grateful to for making a legacy of the Delmonico way, with both Max's dad and his grandfather, Mario and Oscar Tucci. And this is going to be very much a show about how, where we come from and who our ancestors are, have had a really profound influence on who we are today. I am very fortunate to be here as the guest host while Max is on a well-deserved vacation. This summer, he's actually in the land of his ancestors in beautiful Italy. And I want to imagine what it's like to be feeling the intense and powerful and loving energy of having my ancestors all around me. So we're going to summon all of that energy as we have a conversation today with one of my all-time favorite people. He's a chef. He's not just a chef. He's the executive chef at Canyon Ranch Spas, some of the finest spas in the world, maybe the first name in spas. Maybe the first time you ever heard about a spa was hearing about Canyon Ranch. And you're hearing about how spa has always been about wellness and health and mindfulness and making good choices. And tonight, under the desert sky, looking up at the desert-kissed moon and stars over the cacti as they surround the campus of the place known as Canyon Ranch. We're going to speak to their executive chef, Warren Weeks, who joins me. How are you, chef?
I'm good. How are you this evening, Jennifer?
Awesome. I can't wait to talk to you again. You're a friend, so
yeah.
I'm greedy for time together anytime I can get it. And I love that what you're doing at Canyon Ranch is so remarkable because we're at the dawn of food 3.0. We're about to enter an entirely new era of consciousness as it relates to food. The quantum vibration of food is more important than ever before, and I don't think there's a place where the quantum vibration of food is more important than Canyon Ranch. Let's just start our conversation today by painting a picture for everybody that's listening. Where are you?
Canyon Ranch is on the east side of Tucson, nestled up against the mountains. And it's probably one of the most beautiful, picturesque locations that you can imagine. It's a very high Sonoran desert. It's very natural, very organic, very, very open.
And we're talking about
beautiful
Tucson,
place.
Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. We're about 1 hour north of the Mexican border.
And this is a place, when people think of the desert, they think of Lawrence of Arabia, dry, dusty, inhospitable. And really, that couldn't be further from the truth of what Tucson actually is and what it actually offers. Can you talk a little bit about, in terms of geography, why this place is so special?
It's an amazing amount. You know, you mentioned geography, but it's really our topography that's fascinating. Areas of Tucson range, you know, anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 feet elevation. And Canyon Ranch is down below the southernmost ski resort in the United States. So, you mentioned what people's perception of a desert is. Perceptions are one thing. Reality is a different thing. We have very high vegetation.
And when we say high vegetation, we're talking about cacti and 10,000 shades of green.
Please leave your message for 5. Please leave your message.
Hello?
Hello? Jennifer.
I'm sorry we're having trouble, Chef. I apologize for that. That was one of those bolts of cactus and lightning that comes with the monsoons we're experiencing right now.
Jogging coyotes and wandering javelina.
I got
the best of us on that one.
You know, there's a reason why we're painting a picture of all of this for everybody that's with us tonight. And part of the reason we're painting this picture is because this is truly not only the city of gastronomy, which means that for over 4,000 years, human beings have cultivated on these lands between that sacred space that goes between Arizona and Mexico. There were no borders then. There was just this really rich, energetic, fertile place. And quite literally, it was the place that more cultivation has occurred continuously in North America than anywhere else. So there are these roots of people growing food here successfully. But you can't have grown food thousands of years ago without also being a center of conviviality and hospitality. You could not grow food and make food and not share food. And so there's this incredible rich energy when we talk about the city of gastronomy and wellness and survival and thriving and all of the things that this land and the symbiosis between people and planet have happening here that are so unique that we have to speak about them tonight. And they give us an opportunity to reach out. How do we do this with, I don't want to get so, sort of shining on Canyon Ranch, but it's impossible to note that the spa world essentially happens here. And it happens here because we have the energy for it to happen here. And I really would love for you to talk about what that energy is and what this means.
Yeah, I have a few. I wanted to start out by saying that every time we have a conversation, I walk away with so much more knowledge. And that knowledge is driven by that deep thought process. You know, things get thrown out onto the table and then you ponder them and it just explodes as you think about all these things that surround gastronomy. And when it comes to Canyon Ranch, Canyon Ranch is one of those environments where those thoughts get stretched and grown and driven. And it is such a peaceful, tranquil place. And we talk about spa, and, you know, we have the world's largest spa at the Venetian in Las Vegas. And then we have the original wellness resort here in Tucson, Arizona. So we are the masters of our craft. However, for so many years, wellness was taught on theory. Now we're being driven by science-backed information. Which has completely changed. Which has completely changed the whole game. We practice integrated medicine there with our medical team and everything else. But it's really our food and beverage program, and our food philosophies and our nutritional philosophies that are really driving us forward into tomorrow. And you know, Jennifer, I've mentioned this before. Wellness to so many people is such a self-derived term. When we think of wellness, we think about our own bodies. We think about that massage. We think about that time with the therapist, that facial, things that make us feel better. However, wellness, when it comes to culinary, is a completely different meaning. Wellness is your community, is your environment, is sustainability, is to war, right?
and nutrition and yourself, when all those things have to come together in unity in order to practice wellness when it comes to culinary.
You've cooked all over the world. You are a professional chef. Correct. You've been a professional chef for decades. Would you talk about what
kitchen.
It was about the alluring opportunity that presented itself to you to come and bring everything you are to Canyon Ranch? And why was that such good alignment?
So this is my 40th year in the kitchen. I actually started cooking in 1982 when I got sent to boarding school. And I needed to find a way to buy weed and cigarettes. And so I found my way into the kitchen, which has completely changed, obviously, since then. But after observing, you know, people in the kitchen for so many years and diners' habits and why we eat and what we do, it really became the driving force behind my deep dive into nutrition and culinary education. I spent a number of years at another wellness resort. But Canyon Ranch is wellness resorts on steroids, where it's the authenticity of the philosophies are practiced and taught and shared and lived. So it's not something we just talk about. It's something we do and we live. Canyon Ranch has afforded us the opportunity to share the message with scientifically backed information on how nutrition affects you psychologically and physically.
Would you talk about the idea of wellness and how wellness exists with nutrition and food and the quantum vibration of food and how important food is to one's concept of an existence within wellness?
Wow, that's a loaded question and I love it. Yeah, I think this is a difficult question to answer, and I think we should cut through the chase. The reality with wellness, food, beverage, and so many of these other things that we take for granted in life, it's all psychologically driven. And at the very core concept of all of our dietary habits, our physical habits, our drinking habits, our eating habits, there's a core psychological element that involves, you know, life, love, mental health, mental wellness. It all stems from that. So at the very center of the rose is the psychological aspect of food. And we as a population do not acknowledge the psychological power behind food. And I'm going to make a very blanket statement here. I don't think anybody in their conscious mind ever makes a decision when driving down the street to eat at McDonald's, right? We don't do that consciously. We eat at McDonald's because of the fact, psychologically, it provides us with memories of being a child, memories of Ronald McDonald. Our palates are stimulated by that flavor of that chocolate milkshake, right? We're also stimulated by the fact of convenience. We're also stimulated by the fact that we can make our kids happy. That's all psychological. But if we were to take a look at this from a realistic perspective and acknowledge that psychological aspect, none of us would be sobbing at McDonald's, right? Because we don't realize the long-term effects of what that food does to us over time. If that makes sense.
So let me just see if I can remind everybody, this is Max and Friends. Our beloved Max Tucci is on vacation in his native Italy. And we are here celebrating what we love about what connects us to the land and the food we share. This is a show about our ancestors, and it's dedicated to our beautiful Auntie Mary, Zia Maria Tucci. Actually, Max's aunt, Mary, who is celebrating her birthday today. And we're talking with Chef Warren Weeks, who's the executive chef at Canyon Ranch Spa, both in Tucson, Las Vegas, the Berkshires, and I think, are you still on the Queen Mary?
We're not on the Queen Mary, but we are in the process of developing a new resort in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. That's the other place. Right. Chef Warren and I are talking about the energy of food and how critical it is to our wellness. And what I'm hearing him say is that more important than an organic peach is having the organic peach mindset to receive the beautiful peach and be in a healthy place to mm-hmm. enjoy everything it has to offer for you. Is that a better way to maybe rephrase it?
That's a better way to phrase it. But I think, you know, you were talking a little bit, you know, about the premises of the program a few moments ago. And, you know, you shared the word culture, and it brought to my mind the power of a plate of food. And, you know, oftentimes we sit down to eat a meal, and it's the most incredible pâté de foie gras that you've ever had. That gastrique sauce just rocked your palate. But if we think about it in a true fashion, especially when it comes to culture, that's how we share the story of who we are, where we came from, the environment in which we lived, the times in which we existed. And that's how we pass that story on generation to generation. And that's also how we share that story with others. So, you know, the plate of food, it's not about the food. It really isn't at the end of the day. It's about the story that you're sharing with others through that plate of food. And oftentimes, especially those of us in the culinary industry, we share ourselves, we share our history, we share our connection to the land, we share our indigenous processes through plates of food, which as a ramification provide nourishment to the body.
Will you talk a little bit? We've been talking on the sort of just very periphery of wellness and mental health and how important the psychological and emotional and energetic pieces of food and dining are to our soul and wellness. And one of the things I'm hearing you say is that what keeps us healthy is that which we eat, because food can give us that thing that will give us the maximum amount of emotional and psychological nutrition. And it contributes to our mental health and wellness. Can you talk a little bit about how important our wellness is, our mental health is in relation to food?
It's huge. And also, we can throw a little bit of science on the table to back up what we're about to talk about. And if you want to take mental wellness, for example, we know that the gut controls or releases about 70% of the serotonin into the body. We also know that the gut controls the body, the majority of the body's immunity system. Science is now beginning to refer to our guts as our second brain. We also know that our body, the gut lives with biome and microbiome, and it needs to be fed. And it needs to be fed through fiber, right? Fiber comes mostly from plant matter. So when we eat these certain foods, like a plant-based diet or a plant-forward diet, which is becoming more optimal for the human being that we're learning, it is very advantageous to your mental health because you're feeding your gut. Your gut is releasing serotonin into your brain. Your gut is also controlling its immunity system. So it's huge. And the crazy thing is we used to teach this based on theory. We're not teaching this based on theory anymore. This is science-backed information. And then there's a flip side to the coin as well, Jennifer. A lot of mental health issues will oftentimes lead to our choice of consumption of foods. Right, you can start with somebody who's extremely OCD, somebody who's under high pressure, somebody who's hyper focused on their workplace. Right, we forget to take care of ourselves. Right, we forget about our own well being. We load ourselves with convenience foods. Right, 65% of the American diet is ultra processed foods. That food is destroying us slowly but surely, and we're not feeding the biome and the microbiome in our guts, and our mental health is being highly affected by that.
That calls us to pay different attention and make different choices. When you're at Canyon Ranch and you have guests come looking for a way to improve the rest of their life, What are some of the things mm-hmm. relative to food and mental health that you share with them?
Number one, I think as a society, we've turned to food as a matter of convenience, whereas it used to be a method cooking together. You and I have spent time in the kitchen together. You and I have spent much time together just pondering things in the dining room. And that's what we call creating an emotional connection, which is one of the healthiest things that we can do for each other as human beings. And when you spend time gathering, preparing, slicing, dicing, talking to your children, talking to your partner, your life becomes full. And that's healthy for us because we get out of our own minds. There's a saying we have in the kitchen, and that saying is the most dangerous thing you have in your life and your biggest problem that you have in your life is between your ears. And when you can spend time out of that, talking to somebody else, helping somebody else, cooking, nourishing, providing, then you're making yourself healthier at the same time. So that's aspect number one. And then aspect number two is providing our guests with not only the technical knowledge, but the scientific knowledge to support the nutrition and the health behind eating well. One of the biggest problems we have as a society as well is we don't take into account that health is an accumulative effect, right? Meaning that it's not one Dorito that hurts us. It's eating Doritos over a period of time that does a lot of damage to us. And, you know, to get that point across can be a challenge. And we don't realize we have not evolved enough as human beings, right? We're able to recognize short-term danger. If I was to hold the lighter up to your hand, you would flinch. But we're not evolved enough to recognize long-term danger. So if I eat Twinkies 5 nights in a row, I don't know what that's going to do to me 20 years down the road, and I don't care because I don't recognize it. So learning the accumulative effect of diet on the human body is huge.
When I ask you as my friend what you've learned since you've arrived at Canyon Ranch, what you're doing is you're sharpening mm-hmm. your culinary pencil that you've been, you know, writing with and learning with for decades. And I'm really mm-hmm. eager to hear you say something about what this is doing to sharpen your culinary pencil and perspective.
The more you practice your art, obviously the better you become. But the reality is anybody that's in any form of the arts, you do not get good at what you do until you begin to share it and teach it. And I think that's the secret in life. I can have all the culinary knowledge in the world. I can have all the nutritional knowledge in the world. But until I begin sharing that and letting others learn from what I have, I do not become good at what I do. And so Canyon Ranch is this environment that is progressive in nature in the fact that we are extremely authentic. So when we do a new dish and we develop that dish, it's not a simple process. It doesn't go out onto the menu. It has to be run through nutritional programs. It has to be revised and reviewed by our dietitians and nutritionists who come from the U.S. Olympic training camp, by the way, very high qualified people. And until we get their blessings, that recipe cannot finish its development process. And then once we get to that point, then we're able to start producing that dish and selling it. So when you order a dish off our menu, it's not just a dish that's been created because it tastes good. It's been created because there's an intent behind it. There's a how, a why, and what.
Can you give people information? Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your words. Can you give people information about where they can get more perspective and inspiration from Canyon Ranch? Is there a website we can go to? Do you share recipes with us?
Absolutely. We have a website by the name of Well Stated, WELL-stated.com. Which has a lot of our recipes from all three of our, or all four of our active properties. And then the CanyonRanch.com website has a tremendous amount of information as well. But well
stated. If I were to ask you, what's the one thing that has really changed the most about your perspective as it relates to food and wellness since arriving at Canyon Ranch? What is it?
The psychological aspect of food. We don't eat because we're hungry. I don't believe that anymore. I believe that what we eat is driven by our psychological perspective of what we have been marketed to and have been told to eat. And a lot of us make those decisions without any education behind them. And we turn to convenience, which is destroying our bodies. I asked a really pointed question to our chief medical officer the other day. And I said, if we were to educate children on how to properly eat, right, plant-based diets, reduced amount of proteins, all that kind of good stuff, what would happen to our medical industry now? And he said it would go broke. So
can you tell me what that means in terms of food? What does that mean in terms of food? What is the choice I make differently because of that idea?
You need to start making your decisions based on knowledge. And unfortunately, there's very few sources out there today that provide that knowledge. Right? We make our food decisions, our food choices, based on what we've been marketed to, based on what we've been told is good to eat, not what is good for us to eat. Right? As I was talking about McDonald's earlier, I don't think anybody makes a conscious decision to eat there. Right? It's a subconscious decision that's driven by either memories or the fact that you've been told it's good to eat there or the convenience factor. But if you were to apply knowledge to that decision-making process, you probably wouldn't end up in that drive-thru.
Or any drive-thru. I'm Jennifer English with Chef Warren Weeks. He's the executive chef at Canyon Ranch Spa in Tucson, Arizona, Las Vegas, and the Berkshires.
Lennox
and
Woodland.
Tune to the other places.
Yeah.
What a treat it is to get to spend this time with you and to have this one compleani. Happy birthday to our Zia Mary, Auntie Mary, Mary Tucci, Oscar's and Mario's and Max's beloved Auntie Mary. We're celebrating her birthday today, as with all our ancestors, and we're going to share a beautiful piece of music called Ancestors with you right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm Jennifer English, standing in, sitting in, breathing in, and being in for Max Tucci while he is on a very well-deserved vacation in beautiful Bella Italia. We'll be back with more Max and Friends right after this.
Oh, I will not fear. I will not fear, no, no. Mother.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer English, standing in, sitting in, being in, breathing in, and celebrating Max and friends for my dear friend, Max Tucci, who's on a well-deserved vacation. Getting to guest host for Max Tucci is such a privilege and an honor. I'm thrilled you're here with us, and we're going to go to a portion of conversation we shared with the incomparable Akash Patel just last week. I've gotten so many emails and notes and comments from the conversation that we shared. People wanted more, so we have a little bit more to share. Sam, take it away. Thank you so much.